Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Reviews, where I am fulfilling a promise to bring you the Hunger Games movies, since we just talked about songbirds and snakes this weekend. Now, I'm curious. I've been talking to so many different people about this movie, and the opinions on this movie are very polarized on the one that just came out, Songbirds and Snakes. I'm honestly really surprised how polarized they are, but it kind of explains why so many people walked out when I saw it in the theater. But what is it about this series that is so captivating to so many? Forgive the background noises. I have got three of my furry babies in here with me, all three of my boys. I have got Batero, Stormy, and Quincy in here with me today. So there is surely to be some background chaos as I'm working on my episode. But yeah, like I said, I'm curious of how this became such a thing. Okay, I understand that you have the Hunger Games, then you have Catching Fire, then you have both parts of Mockingjay. And then Songbirds and Snakes is supposed to be the prequel to all of that. And in many ways it is. And as the story-wise, ultimately it is. But the opinions of people on how it was done, people are either really happy with it or they think it was absolute garbage. There really isn't any middle ground with it. And so I'm kind of thinking, okay, where my review falls on that one is almost middle ground. It's not the worst, but it's not the greatest by any means. I've never walked out of a movie, no matter how bad it is. And honestly, that's hard to do sometimes. But I didn't have that problem here, though I disagreed with a lot of the things in the movie. I didn't feel the need to take it that far. And it's kind of interesting. The original Hunger Games came out in 2012. I actually started Movie Deputy 2 years after that. But I went back because of Catching Fire and the Mockingjay movies. But I went back and chose to review these in order. And so you're probably wondering what I had given the original Hunger Games based on what I gave Songbirds and Snakes. Well, this may surprise you a little bit. In the original Hunger Games, it did get an innocent rating on the Deputy scale. There's nothing really in it that's too over the top that it would not be safe for even younger audiences. Now, of course, I'm going to have people disagreeing with me on that. But again, this is my opinion that I stand behind my opinion, of course, but it's just, I'm just me. So, and score wise, do you want me to tell you now or do you want me to make you wait? And I think I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to go ahead and tell you now. I gave the original Hunger Games that came out in 2012 a 5.75 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Now, some people may be going, oh my word, you were that harsh on it? But yeah, I mean, think of what the 5 range is on Movie Deputy. 5 is decent story, significant flaws. 6 is good story with some flaws. And it's closer to a 6 than it is to a 5, but it's just kind of in that category. And that's one of the reasons that I break down my reviews into quarter point systems, because movies aren't just a cut and dry. There's not just a 5. There's not just a 6. Okay, there are movies that are, but there's a lot of them that fall in that in-between range, and I have to try to categorize that. You're hearing a couple of the boys wrestling, so I apologize. But I have to categorize my reviews according to the scores, how they fit on the Deputy scale. Now, you may be wondering where the Deputy scale came from. Well, I created it, so that's why I refer to it as the Deputy scale. But before I get too lost in all of that stuff, I actually want to share with you the original review that was on moviedeputy.com, and then we'll talk about it a little bit more. In a society that has been torn apart by war, those in positions of authority have determined that the new society works better in factions. There are 12 districts, also known as factions, in which people are separated. Everyone is in charge of the production of something that benefits everyone. Every year, through random selection, 2 citizens are chosen to compete in the Hunger Games. In the rare event that someone wants to replace a candidate, he or she can volunteer for that spot. Of the 12 districts, there are a total of 24 that will compete. Upon entering the arena, the game begins as soon as the counter hits 0. It is a true kill or be killed scenario. The arena is an oversized video game controlled by a group of people whose only job is to observe and control the environment. They have no control over the candidates, but they can and do make their lives difficult. As the number decreases, the aggression increases, making it harder and harder to survive. The rules change toward the end of the game, and that changes everything. Because of this change, there can be more than one winner. The games have shown some unlikely alliances, alliances that can go beyond factions or even the game. Ultimately, the winner or winners are crowned and life can return to normal. Or can it? Even though the games are over for this year, the story of those involved is not. Who will the winners be? How will their lives be changed? Is this the end of their story? I guess we'll find out. The entire story is somewhat barbaric. The factions feel like work camps instead of societies. The arena is a giant CGI interactive video game controlled by some, played by others. It is a unique idea, but it leaves a lot of room for improvement. Now, like I said, we're just have a little bit more of the discussion on this. You probably have heard the term factions before. We have factions in the Hunger Games, and we also have factions in the Divergent series. And there's a lot of very similar ideas between the two stories. There's also a lot of differences, though, too. Is one a cheap knockoff of the other? That's only for you to decide. But I'm hoping that if you've never experienced these movies before, that this might create a little bit of curiosity and just make you wonder, is this something I might want to check out? And ultimately, it will lead up to, obviously, Songbirds and Snakes, because that's our newest one. But I'm still in the camp I'm going to be rooting for a prequel to Songbirds and Snakes. I mean, okay, they went so over the top woke with this new one. And looking back on even this one, it's like, okay, in 2012, we didn't have the term woke. How sad is that, that we have devolved so far as a society that we have to, like, categorize things as whether or not they're woke or not? And what's the opposite of woke? Is it just not woke, or is it, I mean, asleep? I mean, how are we supposed to categorize all this? I mean, I know I'm going down a rabbit hole here. But like I said, there's things in this one looking back that probably would be considered kind of woke in today's society. But that wasn't even part of our discussions or anything back then. It was just the idea of a movie, a giant video game, and survival of the fittest or keenest or best or base survival. Let's just leave it at survival. But be sure to come back tomorrow. I am going to be talking about Hunger Games: Catching Fire, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye-bye.